This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Portland Trailblazers officially hit the unofficial halfway point of the regular season, the All-Star break, 23-32. They made that really easy for somebody who can't do math very well. 55 games into the season, 23-32 on the season, and exceeding some expectations, obviously, in that front, unofficial front half of the season. But they ended on a three-game skid, losing back-to-back decisively to the Denver Nuggets. This one, 132-121, where Blazers gave a nice little effort in the second half, but the damage was done in the first half.
Particularly by Jamal Murray, who went for 30 in the first half, 55 of the game.
55 overall, the double nickel.
Yeah, third highest scoring night in Nuggets history.
Well, yeah, doesn't Michael Thompson? I saw Michael Thompson has like a 73-point game.
They've got some high scoring games in that franchise with Issel and Kiki.
Another triple double by Nikola Jokic too, 26, 15, and 10. Mm-hmm. But I think for the Blazers and their fans, they were looking at Donovan Kling and Kling Kong with DeAndre Ayton out, with Robert Williams out.
Massive night.
Yeah, he had a huge night. He went in 31 minutes of action, 7 of 12 from the field. 17 points, mm-hmm. 20 rebounds,
10 offensive,
and 3 blocked mm-hmm. shots.
He is the 15th rookie in NBA history to go at least 15 points, 20 rebounds, and 3 blocks. The rest of the guys on that list, with the exception of, I want to say, 2, are like dudes of dudes. It's Wemby, it's Shaq, it's Hakeem, it's... Shaq did, I want to say, 7 or 8 times his rookie year.
Yeah.
It's yeah. like, yeah, it's pretty good. But now, this is the thing that we've talked about with Donovan that we didn't see with Scoot in his rookie year. The wow moments.
Yeah.
And you're starting to see, like, he's had 2 of them now. 2 unbelievable games where, like, the production has been insane. The 17, 12, and 8 against Minnesota, playing down the stretch where you had 4 blocks or 5 blocks in the fourth quarter alone. Stuffing Gobert. The Blazers in game 2 of this matchup with the Nuggets, they did something a little bit different. They put Tumani on Jokic for the most part and let Donovan stay close to the rim. And you saw him do what you kind of hope he can do, which is control the glass and control the rim.
Yeah.
Because they went from 88 points in the paint allowed in the first game to, was it 56? Yeah, 56.
Well, I mean, the conditioning has been an issue. You've been yep. on this big time. He plays 31 minutes mm-hmm. at, I don't know if you guys know this, but Denver's a mile high. Yeah, do you know that?
Yeah.
It's a mile high.
Big fellow was sucking gas, but I think a big part of it is you can do that knowing you got a week to chill. You don't have to worry about keeping him back for another game on a road trip or another game on a back-to-back or whatever the situation is, you can let him go.
Yeah, but he played 21 the night before, mm-hmm. and well, 2 nights before, mm-hmm. and Monday, Wednesday, at altitude, which everybody says is a
brutal
real thing,
yep.
and he plays 52 minutes in those 2 games, which is above what he is used to playing.
Oh, God, yes.
And
it's only the second time all year he's played more than 28 minutes.
In those games, he went 21-7 mm-hmm. and 17-20 in those 2 games. Mm-hmm. I think that at this point, it's realistic for the people who are saying, get Donovan Klingon more minutes,
they're going
play him more minutes.
He's going to play more minutes no matter what because DeAndre's out. But I don't think you're going to see him playing 31 regularly. I think you're going to see him playing 24, 26. I think that's going to be the common number. And you're going to see him get tired in those situations, and that's fine. But I don't think you're going to see him playing 30-plus minutes a night.
Yeah, I think that what the – and it's, again, small sample size, but what the last two games have done, though, is it is going to give people that confidence that, no, dude, just go out there and let him run. Like, and I think that –
They don't want to do that from a medical perspective alone, like just in general because of the wear and tear for a guy who's 7'3", 290 – when they start, particularly guys that big, when they start to get gassed, not only are you not getting as much out of them, but the level of potential for injury skyrockets if you're not sure. In that level of shape.
Sure. But 27 games left.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that idea that you can't play him those minutes when you need him to, I think that's kind of going to the wayside.
Oh, yeah.
In the last 27 games. And that's exactly what Blazer fans have wanted to see. And now you're starting to see a little bit is a guy that you can, he is finally getting into shape. It's 55 games into the season, too. I mean, if he's not in shape, I think that's a bigger issue if you're not getting him into shape over 55 games.
It's not a matter of being in shape for this. Like, guys like him, guys that are that big, there are, 14 players? I think it's 14. It's 14 or 15 players in NBA history over 7'2" that have played more than 30 minutes a game.
Yeah. And I don't think 30 minutes a game is too many, but 17 is not enough.
No.
12 is not enough.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
And that's what we were seeing from him is like 12 minutes and you're like,
that wasn't
okay.
Conditioning, though. That was they were playing to win.
Yeah.
And DeAndre was going to get those minutes, and the young wings were going to get those minutes, and that was just the way they were going to go.
I think he can help you win, too.
I think the way he helps you win is when he is playing more.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, well, no, not that him playing more is good, because you're going to have fits and spurts of like when he's just not playable in certain matchups.
Oh, yeah, he's a rookie. And yeah. By the way, 55 games in the season, they only played like, we looked this up. It was like only 30 or 40 some games last year at UConn.
Oh yeah, no.
This is also you play him fewer minutes at the beginning of the year to get him used to what an 82 game season mm-hmm. is,
and getting him
now
the floor
now's the time where you start ripping the Band-Aid off a little bit more and saying, all right, go. And this is what it's going to be like.
Where the work comes is in the off season when you're talking about like getting into NBA shape type stuff, and everyone's like, well, why wasn't he there to begin with? Because he's a baby. He played 20 minutes a game at UConn.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. What, I mean, we've talked about this a million times. Like Zach Edey came out for the draft the year before, and he went to the combine and just didn't have it. He spent the entire offseason getting his body right.
Yeah.
And then was an absolute terminator for Purdue and played basically 38 minutes a night.
All right. Well, the Blazers, they lose 3 straight games. That's not making people feel all that bad, nor is the production that you got from Donovan Klingon as you head to the All-Star break.